From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Remember when cell phones were the size of a shoebox? In the late 1980s, cell phones seemed like a perk, reserved only for privileged executives, people like Michael Douglas in the movie Wall Street.
I'm going to make you rich, Bud Fox. This is your wake-up call, pal. Go to work.
And it was a big phone he was holding there in that scene. Well, in 1989, Congress passed a law requiring workers with company-issued cell phones to count the value of their calls as personal income. That is, unless the employee kept detailed records showing the phone was used only for work. Of course, now everyone is using cell phones, from plumbers to presidents, and the IRS has announced a new effort to enforce that 1989 law. Martin Vaughn is a reporter with Dow Jones Newswire. He's been following the story, and he joins me now in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle.
So the IRS is talking about collecting taxes on personal calls made on cell phones provided by employers. How exactly would this work?
One of the ways is that they would simply say 25% of your usage of the cell phone that you got from your work would be deemed personal calls, and the other 75% would be deemed business use.
How do they come up with that figure, 25%?
Who knows? I don't know if it's based on any real experience or just their judgment, perhaps, of what they found on audit of what a split could be. That's not the only option they proposed. They've also said that perhaps if the employee could show that they maintain a personal cell phone, you know, that their work phone would then be completely deductible to the business and not taxable to them. There are other measures that they've proposed, and they're not going to make a final decision until the fall at the earliest on this.
What about people who need to be on call and so they have to stay on some sort of company-issued phone or PDA or BlackBerry or something like that?
Right. And you put your finger on a sort of a fundamental problem and why this is causing people so many headaches right now. When the law was passed in 1989, cell phones were an exotic perk. Now, of course, our cell phones have become sort of an indispensable part of our work where our boss can reach us at any time of the day for many of us. Almost any kind of work arrangement you can think of nowadays is that way.
Martin, help me understand something. The IRS is saying that, assuming that at least 25% of these calls are personal use, therefore it's a benefit, therefore it's a form of income, and it's taxable. So the impact on the employee is obvious there. How would this affect the employer?
So the employer can deduct business expenses. Business expenses are things like the cost of cell phone equipment, of laptop equipment. They deduct that. And in order to qualify for that deduction under current law, you have to substantiate that the device is only used for personal use. I mean, basically the way that benefits tax work generally is that it either needs to be taxed on the business side or the employee side. So if the employer takes a deduction for that, the employee should include it in gross income as compensation, as a benefit.
Okay. Why would the IRS try to enforce a 1989 law that applied to nascent technology before cell phones were widely used, instead of going back to the drawing board and entering a new round of rulemaking?
It's a good question, and it's one that a lot of people are asking, particularly the wireless industry and employers are saying, this is an outdated law. It has no relation to the way that cell phones are used in business today. And the IRS kind of throws up their hands and says, we recognize that, but our job is to enforce the law. In the absence of further direction from Congress or a statutory change, they're trying to do what they can to enforce the law, you know, as they see it now.
Rules are rules.
Right.
Martin Vaughn, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us.
My pleasure. Nice to be with you.
Martin Vaughn is a reporter with the Dow Jones Newswire.